Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribara Dhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribara Dhari. Shada Nandana Rajajana Ranjana Shada Nandana Rajajana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giridhara Dhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giridhara Dhari. Jashara Nandana Rajajana Ranjana Jashara Nandana Rajajana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giridhara Dhari. Jashara Nandana Rajajana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava वैकुंठ विहारे। जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारे। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज कृचार्य स्तोत्र सरसी श्रीमद एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय। इसकान संस्थापक आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवा सदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण को गोपीनाथ श्याम कुन राधा कुनगिरी गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवदीप धाम की जय। जगन्नाथपुरी की जय। गंगमयी की जय। जमनमयी की जय। तुलसी देवी की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Gaur Premanande. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. We're reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 13, Text 144. Vidagda Mridu Shadguna Shushila Snigdha Karuna Tumi Tomar Nahi Dosha Bhasha Tabe Jay Tomara Man Nahi Smare Vrajajan Shayamar Durdaiva Vilash. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Krishna, you are certainly a refined gentleman with all good qualities. You are well-behaved, soft-hearted, and merciful. I know that there's not even a tinge of fault to be found in you. Yet your mind does not even remember the inhabitants of Vrindavan. This is only my misfortune and nothing else. Na gani apana dukha dekhi vrajeshri mukha vraja janer hridoy vidore kiba mara vraja javasi kiba jiyao vraja vasi kena jiyao dukha sakai bhare. I do not care for my personal unhappiness, but when I see the morose face of Mother Yashoda and the hearts of all the inhabitants of Vrindavan breaking because of you, I wonder whether you want to kill them all, or do you want to enliven them by coming there? Why are you simply keeping them alive in a state of suffering? Tomar je anya vesha, anya shanga, anya desh, braja jane, kabu nahi bhai. Braja bhumi charite mnare, toma na dekile mare, braja janer ki hobe upai. The inhabitants of Vrindavan do not want you dressed like a prince, nor do they want you to associate with great warriors in a different country. They cannot leave the land of Vrindavan, and without your presence,
They are all dying. What is their condition to be?
Tumi brajer jivan braja brajer pranadhan tumi brajer shakala sampad kripardra tomar man asi jiao brajajan braje udai kadao nijapad.
My dear Krishna, you are the life and soul of Vrindavan Tham. You are especially the life of Nanda Maharaj. You are the only opulence in the land of Vrindavan, and you are very merciful. Please come and let all the residents of Vrindavan live. Kindly keep your lotus feet again in Vrindavan.
Purport. Srimati Radharani did not express her personal unhappiness at being separated from Krishna. She wanted to evoke Krishna's feelings for the condition of all the others in Vrindavan Dham. Mother Yashoda, Maharaj Nanda, the cowherd boys, the gopis, the birds and bees on the banks of the Jamuna, the water of the Jamuna, the trees, the forests, and all the other paraphernalia associated with Krishna before he left Vrindavan for Mathura. These feelings of Srimati Radharani were manifested by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and therefore he invited Lord Jagannath Krishna to return to Vrindavan. That is the purport of the Ratha Yatra cars going from Jagannath Puri to the Gundicha temple.
Om Gyanatimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Jina Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitana Manabhistam Sthapita Chaitan Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Tathati Shapadantikam.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting and dancing, but he was not superficially chanting and dancing. He was absorbed in the deepest emotions of Srimati Radharani. And offering prayers to Lord Jagannath in that mood, with deep emotion, begging Krishna, please to come back to Vrindavan.
Shunya Radhika Vani Braja Prema Maneani Bhave Vyakulita Deha Man Braja Lokir Prema Shuni Apanake Rini Mani Kore Krishna Tare Ashvasan.
After hearing Srimati Radharani's statements, Lord Krishna's love for the inhabitants of Vrindavan was evoked, and his body and mind became very much perturbed. After hearing of their love for him, he immediately thought himself to be always indebted to the residents of Vrindavan. Then Krishna began to pacify Srimati Radharani as follows.
Prana priye shuna more e satya vachan toma shabar smarane juro mui ratri dine More dukkha na jane konjan.
My dearest Srimati Radharani, please hear me. I am speaking the truth. I cry day and night simply upon remembering all you inhabitants of Vrindavan. No one knows how unhappy this makes me.
Purport. It is said, Vrindavanam partyaja paramekam Padamekam Nagachchati.
In one sense, Krishna, the original personality of Godhead, Ishvara Paramakrishna, Sachidananda Vigraha, does not even take one step away from Vrindavan. However, in order to take care of various duties, Krishna had to leave Vrindavan. He had to go to Mathura to kill Kamsa, and then he was taken by his father to Dwarka, where he was busy with state affairs and disturbances created by demons. Krishna was away from Vrindavan, And he was not at all happy, as he plainly disclosed to Srimati Radharani. She is the dearmost life and soul of Sri Krishna, and he expressed his mind to her as follows. This is a feature of Krishna's pastimes. Vrindavanam paramekam parityaja paramekam nagacchati. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. On the other hand, he leaves. If Krishna were not to perform the pastime of leaving, then business would go on as usual in Vrindavan. But he does perform that pastime, and therefore the loving ecstasy of the devotees and of Krishna increases inconceivably. The gopis and the inhabitants of Vrindavan don't accept Krishna's philosophy. Krishna says, I never leave, I'm always there. And the inhabitants of Vrindavan don't reply, oh, then it's all right. No problem. They say, we're not interested in your philosophy. Go talk to the Gyanis. We want you here. And not as a prince, not as a kshatriya surrounded by horses and elephants and all opulence. We want you back in Vrindavan, playing your flute and exchanging with us in the mood that we enjoyed before. That's what we want. And don't think that philosophy is going to satisfy us. We want you here. So that's their mood in separation from Krishna. By disappearing from the eyes of the Brajvasis, Krishna increases their eagerness. The same thing happened in the pastimes of Narad Muni. Before he, in his previous birth, he got to see the Lord for just a moment. He performed meditation as instructed by the Bhaktivedantas. He saw Krishna, or Narayan, just for a moment, and then Lord Narayan disappeared. And then Narad Muni tried again to perform his meditation and see the Lord, and the Lord didn't show up. Then he told Narada that I showed myself to you just briefly, just to increase your eagerness, but you'll not see me again in this life. So it was Krishna's arrangement to increase Narad Muni's ecstatic love and attachment. So Krishna's pastimes are arranged by his lila shakti, his spiritual pastime energy, in such a way that Krishna sometimes appears present and sometimes appears absent. Philosophically, we understand that Krishna is always present. He's present more when he's apparently absent, because the love intensifies, and therefore everyone becomes even closer to Krishna. But they become closer to Krishna in the feeling of being separated from Krishna. So there's a difference. And in Lord Chaitanya expressed that feeling of love for Krishna in separation. In some other Vaishnava sampradayas, they may express more, be more interested in the feeling of being with Krishna. Or some groups of Vaishnavas may be interested in that. But the teachings of Lord Chaitanya and his Goswamis emphasize separation from Krishna. And that's our actual position at the present moment. Although Krishna... Maya tatamidam sarvam jagadavyaktum murtina. He's everywhere. But at the present moment, we're separated from Krishna due to our poor fund of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya prays, Aim nandatuna jakinkaram patitam mam vishame bhavam budo. Kripayatava padapankaja. Stitted huli sadrisham vichintaya. Somehow I've left your devotional service. Please restore me to a position as a servant, as the dust of your lotus feet.
Rajavasi yatajan mata pita sakagan shabe hoy mor pranasham tar maje gopigan shakshad mor jivan tumi mor jivanera jivan.
All the inhabitants of Vrindavan Dham, my mother, father, cowherd boyfriends, and everything else, are like my life and soul. And among all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, the gopis are my very life and soul. And among the gopis, you, Srimati Radharani, are the chief. Therefore, you are the very life of my life. Purport. Srimati Radharani is the center of all Vrindavan's activities. In Vrindavan, Krishna is the instrument of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan still chant, Jai Radhe. From Krishna's own statement given herein, it appears that Radharani is the queen of Vrindavan and that Krishna is simply her decoration. Krishna is known as Madan Mohan, the enchanter of Cupid. But Srimati Radharani is the enchanter of Krishna. Consequently, Srimati Radharani is called Madan Mohan Mohini, the enchanter of the enchanter of Cupid.
Toma shabar prema rashe amake korila vashe ami tomar adhin kebal. Toma shabar charana ama dura deshala raki ache dur daiva prabal.
My dear Srimati Radharani, I am always subservient to the loving affairs of all of you. I am under your control only. My separation from you and residence in distant places have occurred due to my strong misfortune.
Priya priya shanga hina, priya priya shanga bina, nahi jiye e shatya praman. Mor dasha shone jabe, tar e dasha habe, e bhaye duhe rakhe pran.
When a woman is separated from the man she loves, or a man is separated from his beloved woman, neither of them can live. It is a fact that they live only for each other. For if one dies and the other hears of it, he or she will die also.
She shati premavati, premavan she pati, viyoge ye vanche priyahite, na gane apan dukha, vanche priyajana shukha, she dui mile achirate.
Such a loving chaste wife and loving husband desire all welfare for each other in separation, and do not care for personal happiness. Desiring only each other's well-being, such a pair certainly meet again without delay. In the material world, people sometimes aspire for this sort of perfect relationship where the woman can't live without the man and the man can't live without the woman. And they feel that this sort of deep relationship represents the perfection of their lives. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, This kind of relationship represents the perfection of the illusory energy, which projects into the material world a reflection of the Supreme Reality. The Supreme Reality is found in the eternal relationship between Radha and Krishna, and it's only pervertedly reflected in the material world in the temporary relationships found between human beings or between one creature and another.
Rakite tomar jivan shevi ami narayan tar shaktye asi niti niti toma shane kridakori niti jai jadupuri taha tumi mana ha mor spurti.
You are my most dear, and I know that in my absence you cannot live for a moment. Just to keep you living, I worship Lord Narayan. By his merciful potency, I come to Vrindavan every day to enjoy pastimes with you. I then return to Dwarka Dham. Thus you can always feel my presence there in Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed similar pastimes. He told his mother that you're feeling separation from me, but actually I come every day, you're cooking for me, and whatever you cook, I eat that. And sometimes you see that it's gone and you become bewildered and think that I must have forgotten to cook this item or put it on the offering tray. But you don't understand that actually every day I'm coming there because of your love for me.
Mor bhagya movishaye tomar je premahoye she prema padama prabhal luka ama ane shanga karai tomashane prakateha anibe sattvar.
Our love affair is more powerful because of my good fortune in receiving Narayan's grace. This allows me to come there unseen by others. I hope that very soon I will be visible to everyone. Purport. Krishna has two kinds of presence, prakat and aprakat, manifest and unmanifest. These are identical for the sincere devotee. Even if Krishna is not physically present, the devotee's constant absorption in the affairs of Krishna makes him always present. This is confirmed in the Brahma Sangita, Premanjana-churita-bhakti-vilochanena santa-sadaiva-hridayeshu-vilokayanti yam-shama-sundaram-achincha-guna-swarupam govinda-mari-purusham-tamahang-bhajami. Due to intense love, the pure devotee always sees Lord Krishna present within his heart. All glories to Govinda, the primeval personality of Godhead. When Krishna is not manifest before the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they are always absorbed in thoughts of him. Therefore, even though at that time Krishna was living in Dwarka, he was simultaneously present before all the inhabitants of Vrindavan. This was his aprakat presence. Devotees who are always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna will soon see Krishna face to face without a doubt. In other words, devotees who are always engaged in Krishna consciousness and are fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna certainly return home, back to Godhead. They then see Krishna directly, face to face, talk with him, and enjoy his company. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti sarjana. because during his lifetime, a pure devotee is always speaking of Krishna and engaging in his service. As soon as he gives up his body, he immediately returns to Goloka Vrindavan, where Krishna is personally present. He then meets Krishna directly. This is successful human life. This is the meaning of Prakriteha Anive Satvar. The pure devotee will soon see the personal manifestation of Lord Sri Krishna. Any comments or questions? Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is directly writing Radharani's name in Chaitanya Charitamrita, yes.
So, Shukadeva Goswami, he did not write in the Srimad Bhagavatam as Radharani's name directly. So,
Shukadeva Goswami didn't mention Radharani's name directly in Srimad Bhagavatam. Yes. It's by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that these things are discussed. These things are mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam indirectly. Srimati Radharani is indicated, but not specifically mentioned. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically elaborated the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. His Goswamis wrote about these things. His followers like Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and others have made these topics available, although confidentially. So that's Krishna Prema Pradayate. Mahabharanyavatar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more merciful than any other incarnation of Krishna. Sukadeva Goswami is writing about speaking about Krishna's pastimes. Vyasadeva is writing about these things. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is still more merciful. He's making the most confidential topics of Krishna Prema available in the Kaliyu, Karunavatirna Kalo. But this is the inconceivable mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Otherwise we wouldn't be hearing these topics. Otherwise, we wouldn't be hearing any topics about Krishna. It's all the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers. Yes, sometimes it's stated here that a pure devotee goes directly back to Goloka Vrindavan. And sometimes it's said that first he goes to where Krishna is appearing and then goes to Goloka Vrindavan. This topic is discussed along with the sentiments discussed here in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, especially in the third volume, where Sanatana Goswami makes it clear that there's no difference between the two places. That Vrindavan on earth and Vrindavan in the spiritual sky are identical. And at the same time, there is that one difference, that one is here and one is there. So it appears that this is a shortcut description, that first he goes to where Krishna is, Goloka Vrindavan, but then elsewhere Prabhupada describes that Goloka Vrindavan means first he goes to Gokul, where Krishna is appearing in this world, and then to Vrindavan Tam in the spiritual sky. Dhani Vrimash.
This festival, Rath Yatra, is dealing with this confidential topics, the theme. So why is it so public all these people down at Venice Beach who are not aware of these things, how will they be able to benefit?
They get, first you have to walk over the threshold, and you can walk in the door, and then you can see what's in the house. So Lord Chaitanya's, Lord Jagannath's mercy is such that he reciprocates, ye yata mam prapajyante, tams tataiva bhajamyaham. That as one approaches him, he reciprocates accordingly. So for those who are just coming in touch with his presence as newcomers, he reciprocates and attracts them by different, you know, they've balloons and flags and colors and cultural events and happy people chanting and dancing. And they think, oh, it's such a nice festival, nice food and beautiful day. And for those who are more advanced, he engages them in all sorts of devotional service. And for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he reciprocates in the most intimate ways. Even for the those who are devotees of Krishna in some other form and who follow some other path of religion, perfectly or imperfectly, he provides an occasion for them to come out and perform their own version of kirtan by glorifying whoever it is that they're following and by committing aparads because that's their inclination. He reciprocates with everyone in the Rath Yatra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is like that. It's singing and dancing, which appears to be the such a simple thing that Prakashananda Saraswati criticized Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's a sannyasi and he's singing and dancing with a batch of fanatics. What's going on? It's just nonsense. But for a devotee like Swarup Damodar or Ramananda Roy or the most intimate associates, they could see, Rupa Goswami could see, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is expressing the highest feature of transcendental reality. And he's disclosing that reality by his mercy. So many things Krishna does at once. Yes? This microphone is coming to you.
In the Embankment of Separation, it describes how Lord Chaitanya is crying for Krishna in the mood of Radharani and how Lord Jagannath is constantly crying in the mood of separation, in Krishna's mood in separation from Radharani. And yet it also describes how Krishna went into that form upon the reunion at Nidavan. When he sees Radharani after so much separation, he goes into that tortoise-like form So I was just wondering if you could reflect a little bit on the union within the separation and how that interacts.
Can I reflect a little on the union of that's felt in separation? Time doesn't really allow an exploration of that very much, and my realization doesn't allow very much either. But this is, in one sense, the ultimate teaching that we find in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that the experience of being with Krishna is still greater when Krishna is apparently absent. It's paradoxical. Krishna is supposed to be more present when you can see him. But Lord Chaitanya teaches that Krishna's presence is experienced more intensely when he appears to be absent. And there was one more question here, and then we have to stop because is there. Or not one question. One question here. Last one, sorry.
The relationship between the gopis feeling that separation from Krishna was based on the relationship being there to begin with. And then when he leaves, there's separation. In the material world, you, as the verse was saying, you can see that, like, if your husband's gone, you miss him, and there's relationships there first, and you miss him, and there's that love. But right now in the material world, I don't remember my relationship with Krishna. And so it's, how do we practically feel that separation if you don't, it's not there to begin with in my memory to feel that.
Therefore, Lord Chaitanya, dur daiva me jishami hajini nat naraga. I'm so unfortunate that I think everything's all right. My material life is going on. I have money. I'm popular. I have happiness. So what's the problem? He said, I'm so unfortunate that if I chant Hare Krishna, there's no feeling there because I have all my material attachments. And I chant inattentively and in so many other ways without realization of my relationship with Krishna. So chanting has three stages. In the perfect stage, one experiences all of these things fully. In the beginning stage, one just can hardly experience very much because the heart is covered with so much dust in the form of material attachments, material illusions, passion, ignorance, material goodness. But by chanting, one comes from the lowest stage, beginner stage, to the clearing stage, in which one gets further appreciation. Of course, even in the beginning stage, one can get some taste of Krishna consciousness. And by following that taste, one comes to the clearing stage, where more is revealed. What is my relationship with Krishna? Relationship means I'm Krishna's servant. Forget, you know, what color cloth do I wear while I'm doing what service in which part of Vrindavan. But I'm Krishna's servant. Jivar Shurupoy Krishnair Nityadas. That I've forgotten. But by chanting, I can revive that consciousness because it's already there, it's just covered. So by chanting, we come to that clearing stage, and from the clearing stage, we can hope to be promoted to the stage of normalcy. Our present situation is abnormal. I have my husband, I don't even know I have a husband. I've forgotten my whole family. That's abnormal. That's abnormal. But that cure is there in the form of the Maha Mantra. Enechyo shoti maya nashi baralagi. Harinam Maha Mantra lau tumimo. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that I've brought the medicine to get rid of this maya. And when the maya is gone, then Krishna is present. Lau tumimo. Please take this chanting. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.